something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we play a brand new game called Word For.
We got some classic 1984 jams.
And Jer reveals his all-time favorite female vocalist. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hello.
There he is.
How's it going, bud?
Good. It feels like it's like almost spring.
I know. It's getting warmer.
In Nova Scotia, with the Maritimes, I feel like it's been, there's been a winter storm
every couple days.
Well, every weekend, like clockwork, every weekend. And even this coming weekend, they're calling for 30 centimeters. But somehow you notice when the days are lighter, longer, you know?
Well, yeah, and you're getting like, we're getting some plus eight action here.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it feels like summer. I feel like I'm outside, walking around, no jacket.
Well, and suddenly you're like, it's light at 6 o'clock. Look at that.
Yeah, going to the, to and from the car without a coat on. Feels pretty, pretty cool.
It's the little victories, man. But I'll tell you, when I lived in warmer climates, as you have too, I missed the changing seasons. I felt like you hadn't earned summer if you hadn't suffered through winter. And when every day is sunny and 80, the novelty kind of wears off, believe it or not.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about it is, I guess true success when you're geezing it, when you're old and you're retired, is like breaking up that cold winter with a month of summer or some warmth, right? Because you don't need 6 months of winter, but, you know, 4 months.
I like geezing it just as an expression and as an outlook.
Oh,
like, that sounds fun.
Yeah, man.
What are you guys up to? Oh, man, we're just geezing it, to be honest.
Yeah, I look forward to geezing it. Just, you know, wheeling around, standing in the backyard, right?
Geezing it up, like, man.
Just having a barbecue. But standing there and talking. You know, like,
I don't know. I feel like that's not much different than my life now.
No.
Wait a sec.
No, I know.
Am I geezing it up already?
But it's warm, is what I'm saying. And you got like a Jimmy Buffett shirt on.
Right. Okay, so I'm not there yet.
Not there yet.
But geezing it up. Like,
just like the guy standing there talking. You know, like in the backyard.
I have, I think I got it on a gig, but I have a short sleeve collar shirt with hot peppers on it. That's geezing it up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like a shirt with hot peppers? Like, why are you repping hot peppers, bro?
Like, solid geezing it is like going around, doing stuff, like taking pictures, going to restaurants, like...
Well,
that's a successful geese, isn't it?
But I feel like I do many of those things. I like to take pictures. I go to restaurants. I don't think that makes me geezing it up.
No. I'm just saying when you're like in your, you know, 70s and 80s, but active, not like...
Geezing it is never saying, well, I have to go.
No. No, I think geezing it solid on the solid tip. You're getting shit done. Just like, there's no problems. Your day is just so full of like stuff, like just as fun and hanging out, right?
But it's isn't like, geezing it like, I'm going to go to Home Hardware to check on a bulb, and then I'm going to go to Canadian Tire to see what they want for the same bulb?
Well, no. Yeah. But I'm not like leisure geezer is what I'm talking about, like the winter months when you're at the timeshare, leisure geezer.
Yeah.
Where you're just, like a lot of talking, standing and talking to people.
Well, I've learned.
Like, isn't that what they do mostly when it's good times and out there?
But there's two types of geezing it. There's Jimmy Buffett ponytail drink before noon.
No, I'm not talking about, like, that's not... People that do that don't get to be 80 drinking.
Yeah, maybe they're 61.
Yeah, there's no 85-year-old guy waking up at 8, starting drinking at 82.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, that's fair. No way.
All right, that's fair. But then there's the guys that are they can't sit still, so they have to keep busy. So they're busy geezing it. Right? Yeah. Like going and doing and building and fixing and getting out ahead of it, like routine maintenance.
Yeah. Well, like I said, routine maintenance. Yeah, but
routine maintenance guys are geezing it up for sure.
I'm saying, like, they're probably at a job where, like, they were doing stuff a lot, like, every 20 minutes throughout the day at a job, right? But this new lifestyle, like, when they're on vacation, it's that much stuff is happening, but it's all leisure, man. It's all for leisure, like, firing up the certain things to eat, going for a walk, getting out the binoculars and looking at some birds, like, you know, just going for a drive, but just to drive around.
I think the definition of geezing it is I should really instead of I have to. Like, well, I should really clean the eaves troughs. Like, you don't have to. That's not pressing. That's not a 911. That's, you have the time to do that.
Well, let's pretend if you're, like, retired and your kids are all grown up and you don't really have to have any, like, thing to do other than live, right? So what do you do? Fire up a board game or something?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to fill your day up with stuff.
Yeah.
In the same regard, right? And especially if when you're on vacation. So you're, like, really lining up stuff all day. But,
well,
like,
I know,
good
but
times.
That's what I was going to say. There's kind of two types. And one type is leisure geezers. But then there's the guys that, like, need to be busy doing stuff, fixing things, yeah, mowing stuff, taping stuff. Those guys find it hard to geeze it.
Yeah, right. That's true.
They can't geeze it because they go crazy.
I know.
So that's why for some people, Florida's the move, because you can, you know, play some golf if you want, or even mini golf. You can have some drinks in the afternoon, keep it loose. But then other dudes,
pickleball, yeah, pickleball's a big one,
but
right?
Other dudes that are used to having, like, no, I have my truck and my shop, and I get wood and I fix things and I need my vice. Like those guys, they go to Florida, and after 3 days, they're like, "You've got to be joking me! There's nothing to fix."
Yeah. So what do they do?
They don't go to Florida.
They can't take it. They're just sitting and getting mad.
They can't take it.
Yeah, there's nothing to fix at all in an Airbnb, yeah, sitting in, like, over the pool. It's always those places with the fenced in pool in the back because there's, like, bugs and stuff always going crazy.
Yeah.
And the grass is all, like, super beautiful, but, like, if you stand on it, it's like a rock. You can't even stand.
Anytime I see an Airbnb with a gator fence, like that, yeah, fenced in, like,
yeah,
no way. I don't even know what is it
big
for bugs or is it for gators?
Snapping gator, like, yeah, you know, like when they move all, yeah, fast, yeah, right outside because it sees you when you're standing there.
If you're looking at an Airbnb and there's a bug zapper visible in the picture of the backyard, no. Yeah. Way. No way, Jose.
But what's up with that grass, man? That crab grass that's everywhere. Like, you can't stand in that with your bare feet.
No, it's Brillo pad.
I know. Like, why is it there then? Like, why grow that stuff? It's like, you can't... And it's loaded with, like, crazy bugs, right?
Yeah.
It's ants. And the ants down there, like, you step in there and they get on your feet with bare feet and they start biting the shit out of your feet.
Oh, man.
It hurts like crazy.
I look like I was shot by a BB gun one time we were in Florida and I was just trying to hook something up to the bus and there was a pile of sand and I didn't realize that's a red flag for the... Is it the red ants?
Yeah,
the math ain't playing. Fire ants, yeah, ones. Yeah. Fire ants, I had like 40 of the maths, like halfway up my shin. Yeah, yeah. And it looked like I had acne vulgaris for weeks.
Yeah, man, they're just biting like crazy, yeah, all over so the place.
They're so mad.
They're like, we told you to leave, but you didn't hear them with your big ass body.
But there's no, like, most animals in the animal kingdom have a warning system. The maps don't play around at all.
No, they don't. They're that efficient that there's, like, guys that are, like, as soon as they see somebody, it's like their job is to get up there and just start biting right away.
They've been training their whole life for it.
Well, they know they're probably going to die, too. Like, this is my job. I got to do my job.
They actually bite, like, chunks of skin out of your leg.
That start letter, like, full of, like, ghost pepper of hot sauce. Yeah. So as soon as the bite starts, there's this burning pain. And they're tiny, man. They're so small.
I know.
And then there's other one. Any of them, they all bite.
Yeah, they're bad news.
But anyway, yeah, that grass is all hard. I don't get it.
Sandpaper grass.
It's everywhere.
But it's true. Why bother putting that there? Like, you're not fooling anyone.
I know. I guess in the South, it won't. You can't grow the grass that we have. Like the soft grass. What no. is that?
No, it's like, it's so coarse.
Yeah, it's coarse. Just crazy coarse. You pull out, and it looks all beautiful, and you start walking. Oh, God, oh, my God, get out of here. It's like walking on a cactus.
Walking on a cactus. But it's funny, because a lot of people from Canada have leave behind beautiful homes in the winter, and they live in... Like, squalor is overstating it, but there's standards for what is passable as comfortable here or in the States are very different than they are back home, right?
Are you talking about, like, the timeshare styles? Like, when you...
Well, most of those are pretty wicked, but a lot of people will leave a nice home and live in, like, a trailer park or, right?
Yeah.
That's much more the thing, like a trailer park made up of all Canadians in Central Florida.
Or an Airbnb, or the Airbnb with the gator stop around the pool.
Gator stoppa. Like... STOPPA, gator stoppa.
Minutes from Disneyland.
Yeah.
Minutes from Disney World, I mean, in Florida. So it's like one of those communities where, like, oh, no, no, don't leave your dog out. This big, big 30-foot alligator comes up the backyard.
Oof. Gator stoppa. Okay, I have an idea for a game. You ready?
Yeah.
I was playing it with the girls the other day. It's very simple. It's called Word For. We've kind of played variations on it over the years. But I will give you the definition of a word. And you have to say what the word is. You with me?
Yeah, you're going to give me the definition, and I'm going to have to say what it is.
Yeah. Gotcha. So I'm just trying to figure out if I should, like, if I should just do random words, or if we should pick a category or a letter of the alphabet, or if we should just start and see how far we go.
I think we should play some music first.
All right.
To bring it in.
Is this 84?
84. Against all odds.
Pick a letter of the alphabet.
B.
B?
B as in bee and butter.
Okay.
as in Phil Collins' beautiful singing.
This might have been the first song in my life that I was like, man, that's sad.
It is a great jam. He's really good at singing about getting dumped or dumping.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so let's play the game, but that's the jam for the beginning.
Okay. So the... just looking at this. Okay, there are enough of them. So I'm going to give you definitions of words that start with the letter B. And you have to see how many you can get right in 1 minute. Are you ready?
Maybe I should... yeah, okay.
Some will be easy... Some will be, I'm sure this is a game. Like, is this even, what's the thing when you can't say what the word is? But it's not balderdash. No, that's the one where you make up definitions. There are versions of this game where you can't say the actual word, but you have to give clues. So we're calling it word for, just so we can trademark it later.
Word for, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start the clock, and we'll see how many of these you can get in 1 minute. You ready?
All right.
Okay. Three, two, one. This is a plastic item that would house your groceries.
Bag.
Yes. Michael Jackson had a song by this name.
Beat It.
Yeah. It's also the opposite of good.
Bad.
That's three. When a human is born, they are considered a?
Baby.
A group of attractive women might be called...
babes?
Yeah. Gross. Someone who rambles on and on is known to...
babble.
Yeah. You're crushing this game, bud. Okay. If you had a toddler coming over to your house, you might move things around so as to...
border?
You're preventing... the toddler from breaking things within their reach.
Yeah.
Okay, pass. It's a TV show in which a single woman entertains 20 prospective suitors. It's also a type of party.
Bachelorette. Yes. Yeah.
Nice work, bud.
All right. I didn't understand the one that I didn't answer.
Baby proof.
Baby proof.
Yeah.
Oh. Baby-proof.
It's Rock a very Cesaris. Curious collection of B words.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here's some better ones. Pick another letter of the alphabet. This is fun.
Okay. P.
P as in psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Yeah, as in...
as in psychiatrist, as in periodontist?
Yeah. P as in pneumonia?
As in paranormal, as in, hold on, I got the paranormal jam.
P as in pseudo?
Okay, go.
But weird it, dweird it. Jubba dubba dweird it.
Hold on, I got it right on the rip.
Jubba dweird it, dweird it. Jubba dubba dweird it. Jump it, dweird it, dweird it.
Ray Parker Jr. coming in and out for a hit.
Okay, I'm going to reset the clock. You have to keep track of the number you get right. I think you got 8 right last time.
Okay.
When I say correct, you say 1. When I say correct,
why
you say
I
2.
Just mark them down.
Yeah, okay, mark them down.
I'll mark them down.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Yep.
Word 4. Three,
word for
two, one. Not your ma, but your...
pa.
Correct. You're going on a trip. You do this with your suitcase.
Pack.
Yes. Your bachelor blank might be your first apartment.
Pad.
Yes.
Pad.
Another word for friend.
Pal.
Yeah. If we made an agreement together that we were going to do something, it's called a... Another word for
pass.
Agreement. Did you say pass?
I said pass, yeah.
Okay. It's a type of car, like at a NASCAR race, that gets the rest of the cars up to speed.
A pace car.
Yes. If I was walking back and forth and back and forth, I'm...
pacing.
Yes. It's a type of nut.
Pecan.
Yeah, sure. It's another type of nut.
It Praline.
Sounds like Pinocchio.
Another one?
Yeah.
Oh, a pistachio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is a type of scent that people that wear indoor scarves douse themselves in.
posers?
Patchouli. Okay. Okay.
All right.
How many did you get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I think.
Come on. Okay, let's play one more round. Give me another letter and see if you can beat your record of 8.
Okay.
What letter?
Okay.
Or do you want to do one?
No, this better you doing it. I take forever to try and come up with. Okay. How about F?
F as in Axel F?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or is that a crappy one?
No, it's great.
Okay.
Are you kidding? This is great.
F is tough, I think, though.
It F is tough, but it'll be fun. Tough, but in a way, it's easy. Okay, this is great. Okay. Are you kidding? This is great. Ready? So you'll mark them down when you get them.
I'll mark them down.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Your water in the kitchen sink comes out of this.
Faucet.
Yes, animals are covered in this.
Fur.
Yes. If you are afraid of something, it's another word for that.
Fear.
Yes. This is a type of plant. Zach Galifianakis has a show between two of them.
Ferns.
Yes. It's a game show. Family blank.
Feud.
Correct. If someone has to make do for themselves, they have to...
Fend.
Yes. Nice, Jer. This is a brand name of a car. It's a spider with
Ford.
One. Tiny European.
For oh Fiat.
Yes. This is kind of a story. Aesop was famous for writing them.
Oh, fairy tales.
Oh yeah, sure, we'll take that. Oh you blank.
Fractured fairy tales was the what was that?
Oh you blank, huh?
You
Blank Nancy. It's a children's book. Fancy is the word we're looking for.
Fancy Nancy?
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Oh, you fancy, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Man, it's intense.
It is intense. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 again.
Dang.
I think I got 8 every time.
Well, it's That's up to you brain... if you want to just leave it at 8 or you want to try one more time to break the record.
Well, I think to try and break the record, okay.
Let's do it.
Let's try and break the record.
Okay, so you thought F was a hard letter. What's an easy letter? S?
Yeah, S is easy, as in Sam.
Okay.
Sure,
Where
lots
does it
of things
start with
S.
S.
Maybe it's harder than F, though, now that I think about it. I don't know.
Well, there's only one way to find out, bud.
There's only one way to find out. You're given more than 8. That's it. I just got to not... miss any.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm gonna give great clues too.
Where do you come up with them all? It's just like out of your noggin?
Well, no, I just googled words that start with F.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, ready? This is it.
Okay,
we're going for 10, bud.
All right.
Okay, ready? 3, 2,
I'm ready.
1. You're not happy, you're
sad.
Yes. You need to be in a blank space so that you don't get hurt.
Safe
yes.
space.
This is a type of dance by Men Without Hats.
Safety
yes.
dance.
Yes. Christopher Cross is biggest hit.
Sailing.
Yes. Oh, for Pete's blank.
Safe.
Correct. Some lettuce and cucumber and peppers in a bowl.
Salad.
Yes. This is something is for... blank and you exchange money for it. It's for your house is for
salary?
Okay, pass. Pepper Pass. And
salt.
Yes. It's a lunch food, meat between two pieces of bread.
Salami?
Okay. This is it's the actual thing with two pieces of bread and some meat is called a
sandwich.
Yes, it's not a checking account, yeah. It's a
savings.
Okay,
account.
Time. How many is that?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Yes! Yeah. Nice one, bud.
What was the one I didn't get? I couldn't figure it out.
A sandwich.
No, before that, I didn't get.
Meat
I got
two
sandwich.
Pieces of bread. It wasn't very clear.
No, before that, I missed one. I didn't. Maybe
did you?
I said something else. Whatever. Doesn't matter. I got nine.
Nine's pretty good. But oh no! It's doing.
It's doing that
thing.
How's that happening?
Prochain frappeur, next batter, Tim Raines.
It's pretty good.
Andre Dawson.
It's not going crazy.
Gary's Carter. Take a break, bud.
Yeah, it's time to take a break.
Word
That's what it
for.
Is.
It's the best.
All right.
BRB.
Hello.
It's 284, which means the jams are from 84.
Yeah.
I think this was the year of my people.
Like, well, I was not nine.
I was 12.
11? 12?
Yeah, well, I turned 12, I guess, in October of 84. But I feel like this was, like, when I started to buy music
Love
for
music
myself,
and,
listen to
yeah.
music myself. I think I should have a pretty good handle on the 84 jams that you have pulled.
So you want me to just, like, randomly play and see how long it takes you to guess what it is? And they're random. Not some of them are easy. Some of them are. But they're all
I'm really into
huge
it.
Hits.
And I'm feeling pretty confident.
We'll start off with something that you'll know for sure.
Okay. Oh, borderline.
Yeah.
Oh man. It's kind of a
it's mellow intro on that.
Yeah,
I don't
it
think
is.
That would be that. I don't think that was the radio.
I don't think it was either.
Yeah. No.
By the way, crazy hook.
For sure. I think that's like John Robinson on drums.
So. When that must have been near the start of Madonna's career,
I think so. Yeah, if not that's first.
Like, is
record,
that her first
not,
hit?
I don't know. It's got to be close.
All these.
I just that's when she was massive for sure. Like that was when, like, even in where I was in at Malmermano near like Shelburne, 1984 at hearing that. Jamming at the dance.
Okay, so Madonna's right? first entry on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 was Holiday in 83.
Okay, so this is a year after that. So
yeah, and then
Swell,
Like a Virgin.
Yeah, was after that, right?
Yeah, but her first number one was actually Crazy for You. Remember the ballad?
Yeah.
What was that? Yep, was from a movie soundtrack.
From that movie one with the... The math, because it had Begley Jr. in the
Vision
jogging.
Quest.
who's
oh my gosh, Vision Quest with Matthew Modine.
That's right, Matthew Modine. It was like James Spader, one of those. Math.
I remember seeing that at the Highland Theater in Halifax by the Rotary, a theater that, by all accounts, burnt down. It was one of those like the whole structure is a movie like before the Superplex, whatever. There were, I think, two theaters in there, and it apparently burnt down during a screening of Backdraft. Like crazy
but you
fire.
You saw it there.
People had to leave. That's where I saw Vision Quest. Or did I see it at the Oxford Theater? Anyway, so it was in junior high, one of those like early, like first, like you can take some money, go with some friends to a movie. remember seeing Vision Quest, and Crazy for You was the jam.
Yeah, I think I saw it a year or two later on Laserdisc.
Oh, wow. Laserdisc. Right? By the way, Madonna was not my musical taste at that time at all.
No, but it was a massive song.
Massive song. Massive song. And I recognize that she, like all those people that were so mainstream pop, George Michael, Prince, Michael Jackson, Madonna, were never my jam. But now I think Madonna not only has reinvented herself, maybe more than anyone ever, but the number of straight bangers she had.
Oh, no, it's like 4 hours of hits.
Yeah, crazy.
And it's the, the skill of knowing what is, what's cool or attractive to the ear, you know what I mean? Like, it's, she understands that, like, art and fashion, you know, like when you can tell something is valid and hip.
Relevant for that long. Well, I mean, no, nowadays you see her on the TikTok, like bobbing her head in the same room as Kanye, listening to his new song. It's like, I don't know if that's a good
look. Yeah, no, I don't know about it. Like the whole, like needing to be the in the public eye and the star stuff. I'm not talking about that, but I think just understanding with, you know, what producers to work with or if a song is right or...
Yeah, whatever, and how to stay relevant. Know. I remember I saw a clip recently of Snoop talking about Drake. And he's like, when this guy came out, I was like, man, this is so whack. and like, this guy's not going to last at all. And he was like, you know what? I was wrong. This guy doesn't miss.
Yeah.
And it's kind of how I would classify Madonna. I mean, she had a couple of missteps, but even stuff that came out that at the time you're like, I don't know about Vogue. Sure landed.
But yeah, that's the thing. When she was, I think at that time, when she was kind of almost like making statements by the music more than the music itself, you know, the controversy that would happen or whatever, like the Like a Prayer stuff or, like you're saying, with Vogue and
Papa Don't Preach.
And the sex whatever one. Remember that one, the horny one, right? she had the book out with all the provocative.
The light bondage stuff.
The Justify My Love, like that was all. Yeah. Remember getting banned and just doing stuff that was nobody else had really done at the time.
Yeah, I know, but if you look at like Britney Spears. Did that, and Christina Aguilera did that, and I think they did it because Madonna did it.
Yeah, I think they did it more in a pop way, where she was like trying to go X-rated almost, right? Where it was like more of an art kind of move in that regard, where it was just kind of because you're not thinking about your kid fans, and at that point it's very adult and specific. So at that point you're taking a risk, you know. So when there's risk involved, I think it's more of it gives it more credibility because you're losing part of your audience by taking that risk, you know? Whereas with Britney and Christina Aguilera, sure, they did the sexy videos and stuff, but it never in the way where it was like going to risk their career, I think, you know? It was always kind of close, way more close to pop music and acceptable on radio and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I remember when Christina Aguilera did Dirty, and it was like, whoa, that the genie in a bottle girl went off. Like, that seemed like a very...
I know, but if you listen to the song, it's not really that provocative and or hardcore or anything, and the video was just like sexy and dancing around and stuff. It wasn't like no clothes on or had some, you know, black and white picture.
Didn't she pound a snake?
Who pounded a snake? That was Britney pounding the snake.
Was it?
I think so. But whatever, man. I'm just talking about...
There's also a gif of a Britney video where a girl scratches her bird right over Britney's shoulder. Have you seen it?
No.
Like one of her background dancers, like casually scratches her own bird.
Well, you know, sometimes it's itchy down there.
I guess.
And there's cameras rolling.
This is something that I just realized as I was thinking about all these pop divas, including Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga. They all had the full and complete support of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
Right? They were definitely all real allies and vocal supporters. Even in Madonna's case, at a time when it was less easy to be that. I wonder if that is central to pop stardom, because, man, that's a rabid audience.
Yeah, well, and it's also, like, that was a almost, like, came out of punk rock. A lot of the gay clubs that were playing really hardcore music and DJs and dance music, like Frankie Goes to Hollywood and that kind of scene, like that had a lot of, because it was so intense and crazy, like that had almost the same credibility that punk had in a way, you know what I mean? Because it was like, I'm doing this, I'm here, and, you know, having a great time, and this is, you know, I don't care how fucking crazy it looks, you know? Mm. So I think there's an element of that where, you know, I don't know, back then there was, I think people, artists were okay to say stuff or go with, you know, say things thinking that would upset their straight fans by hearing that, you know what I mean? They didn't care because they realized that there was a lot of credibility in that scene as well. So in terms of the press, they felt they probably wouldn't get hurt, or I don't know, whatever, that, like, because people are always concerned about record sales going down and your certain demographics not buying your records because they're upset at what you said. It all goes back to, like, when the Beatles said they were more popular than Jesus and freaking out the Bible Belt in America. It's just, no matter what you say, there are people that will take it the wrong way or whatever way they want to, that they won't, you know, support you anymore.
Yeah.
So,
Kanye,
yeah,
thinks he's the most influential artist of this generation. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think in a social level, when you're talking and engaging and, people listen whenever that guy says something, half the time, you can't tell if he's on some kind of, mental breakdown, or, you know, he's just fucking with people by saying, you know, cryptic stuff. I think it's kind of a balancing line that he crosses and goes along, but I don't know. I think he's a creative person and probably pretty intelligent, but he definitely, no matter how intelligent you are, you're going to put your foot in your mouth sometimes when you're talking that much, right?
Yeah. He definitely has confidence.
Yeah. Well, he put out his new record. It's $230 because you have to buy his specific player to play the songs. And it didn't come out in time, so there's, like, you know, $230, like, we're talking millions of dollars, right?
That's such a big idea, though.
That's just a bizarre thing to do.
I like big ideas.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's, like, cool or just trying to make as much money off of people as you possibly can, because you don't have to sell millions of copies when people are spending $230 for one record, you know? You only have to sell 20,000-30,000 and you're good to go.
I was sitting next to a guy on a plane recently who, he's in charge of motorsport relationships for Goodyear.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a tire guy, and his job is to liaise between Goodyear and NASCAR, for example, because they have the official contract to be the official tire of NASCAR.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, as a marketing guy, that must be hard to find a new way to tell the same old story, like not much changes in tires. And he was basically like, oh, well, with all due respect, a lot changes in tires. So already I was like, go on. Naturally curious.
Oh, no. Going down a tire rabbit hole.
Yeah, the size of the tires are changing this year, the size of the wheels, size of the rims, basically, are changing this year in NASCAR because the, I don't know if it's because or just as well as the engine is changing this year in NASCAR to change it up.
So what, are they getting wider or different? Like, what's the difference?
Great question, Jeremy, and exactly the one that I asked. There is less sidewall. So the way that the rubber hits the road is completely different, and they've been running tests for months on different track conditions and temperatures and trying to figure out how this new tire is going to work with this new engine on this new sized wheel. I think the rims went from, and some bud will know, but 15 inches to 18 inches or something.
So basically the tire, that's rubber, got smaller and it's more rims.
Yeah.
Than rubber.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a electric car tire.
Yeah, right. So how long do these new tires last? They don't really know. But they've had to kind of road test them and everything. It just was a great reminder. Like, this is such a specific corner of the universe. When you think of the number of brands of tires, then you think of this one brand of tires, which is pretty well known. And then in this one brand of tires, this guy has this one specific job where he is in charge of motorsport partnerships. Like, what? Of course that's a job, but that's so, it's never occurred to me before that that's how someone would spend their life. And so, you know, he travels a fair bit and he was going to Daytona for the first NASCAR race. And like, that's just such an interesting thing to do for a living.
Yeah. You know, I think the best $100 where it's like every time I'll spend that $100 is storing tires at the tire place.
Oh yeah.
As opposed to like throwing them in your garage and bringing them in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Like, it's $100, man. It's like, sure, it's not nothing, but it's like, instead of lugging them around all the time.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Amortized over 6 months of storage or whatever it is. So do you have, are your winter tires on their own rims, or you just peel the tires off and put them on?
No, it's separate rims.
Yeah.
So the other ones are just sitting there.
Yeah.
You wheel in there, $120 or whatever, and then like to put the other ones on, and you give them another $100 for the other ones to stay there.
Great.
But it's just, it's like pickles or like certain things of food where you don't, it's like, yeah, I know it's more than normal cost, but it's worth it. And it's not like going to kill me.
Wait, how much are pickles?
Instead, it's like buying the $8 pickles instead of the $3 pickles. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it's worth
it. Or whatever. Yeah. Like, you're definitely going to get your money's worth.
Well, like, do you do that with the lean hamburger? Do you buy the lean instead of the regular?
Like, for when you're making hamburgers?
Yeah.
Like, lean? Well, no, because it depends what you're making, because sometimes lean, there's less flavor in the lean.
But here we
sometimes
go.
Sometimes mixing the lean with the medium, or, like, you know, pork and beef.
Pork and beef?
You haven't done the pork and beef mixture with the burgers? It's not a bad move, man. Try it out.
What, did that come about because, like, there wasn't enough beef, so you improvised, or you did
No,
that on
it's
purpose?
Out there. It's out there as an option.
Wow.
Just mixing it up. Yeah, man.
I want to try that.
We're going to have some, like, some shows and have some barbecue, and we'll get things going.
Well, every now and then we get the regular ground beef if they're out of the lean, and man, it is so much more flavorful.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Less fat, less flavor.
What else are you barbecuing, bud?
I don't have a barbecue right now.
Why?
I gotta get one.
You're looking for a new rig?
Yeah, well, the one I had at the last house was kind of on its last leg, so we just, like, we're not carrying one of those. Like, it's just stay and forget it. So okay. Now I got my eye on the deals, because it's that time of year where you might get, you still can get last year's models. Because they're trying to get rid of them. Like, I think there's, like, Weber's at Costco, but, between, like, $1,500 to $1,000 for ones that were $2,400.
Lamb of God, that's a lot of money for a rig.
Yeah, I know. There's even $699 ones though that were like $1,200. So $699 for a nice Weber with the fired up. I don't know. Maybe get one of those. But Lisa could find one on auction too, though. You never know. That's not like we're pinching to get one. It's just that's still on the list.
Well, yeah, and especially when you move into a new crib, there's so much stuff to spend money on.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. It's like, is that, well, that's a shower, or that's a 50 square feet of tile, right? There's always something that's burling in the way.
I got a Weber Mini, got a little table. It takes those little propane canisters.
Nice.
And that'll set you up just right. I think I'll get you into a Mini Weber for under $300.
You can take that anywhere though, right?
Oh, is
that like a little road banger?
Oh yeah, yeah. Put it in the I got it dedicated Rubbermaid bin.
Okay.
Let it cool down, of course, but fire it in the Rubbermaid bin. Yeah. And take the canister off, of course, as well.
Yeah.
And can tuck it in one of the bays in the bus or back of the truck or wherever.
Love it. Okay, hold on. I haven't played in here. There's another song for
guess. I think it's Let's Hear It for the Boys. I
need to hear those. Yeah, it is. You got it.
I even sat on it for a few seconds.
You did.
It's a good hook too. Swing bump a dweer, gork bump 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 out it. Lots of one hit wonders in the 80s.
Denise Williams.
Yeah. Where's Denise tonight?
I don't know, but that was a big jam. Was that, I think it was on the Footloose soundtrack, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the montage. Excuse me, where the kind of nerdy friend learned how to dance.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're an OC football player, but you can still dance. Try this. Boing, bomb, between gork.
Here's kind of a one-hit wonder, I think.
Okay.
I don't even know if I know this right yet. Yeah, I don't know this song. Do you know this? Self-control? Huh?
No, I don't know it. Dang.
I recognize it a little bit, but Laura Branigan.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I kind of remember it, but here's one you will probably know.
Yeah, Caribbean Queen.
We remember that drum beat we talked about.
Yeah.
That. It's so weird outside. Timing. Okay, here we go.
Time after time.
Nice. That was quick.
Great song.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Great song.
Okay, hold on a second. Here. This is interesting. Okay.
Sunglasses at Night, was that 84?
Yeah, it's 84, but listen, what else is 84? That's really, like, thinking back, I'm like, this is kind of the same vibes. I wonder if, where is it?
There was a lawsuit?
No. Yeah.
Wild Boys? Oh, yeah, Sweet Dreams. Wow.
I just want to hear if this riff comes in similar.
It is kind of similar.
Right?
By the way, I know we've talked about Annie Lennox a lot.
I wear my sunglasses at night. It's a similar vibe, right?
It is. We've talked about Annie Lennox a lot. We haven't talked about Dave Stewart enough.
Yeah.
Her partner in Eurythmics, who was really responsible for a lot of the sound, right?
Yeah.
He's cool, man.
See, that backing track's like... So that's why it's... And the chords are almost exactly the same. So it's interesting that our boy... It's kind of like a poor man's version of "These Dreams Are Made of Me,"
oh, yeah.
Right?
Let's try it. Keep it going.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree?
It's similar for sure.
Everybody's looking for something.
Wow! That's such a good mashup. Any 80s DJs that are listening, there's your mashup that's gonna bring the house down.
Well, it's the vocal melody's the same. Anyway, it's really similar, but it's funny that they came out at the same time.
It's such good music.
I was just listening to the Eurythmics the other day, and I was like, man, that's really similar.
Jeremy Taggart. Like,
oh, it's actually 84.
I've been meaning to ask you this question because it's something I think about a lot. What are your all-time best female vocal performances? What songs are you like? That is incredible. Like intricate or controlled or... Like, every time I hear Rain by Patty Griffin, it blows my hair back.
I'd have to say, if you're going straight up, I'd have to go with Nina Simone. I'm trying to find...
You're going back in the day.
Well, if you're talking about, like, killer vocals.
Suddenly my Sarah Harmer doing a Dolly Parton cover, Will He Be Waiting For Me, feels out of pocket. But, man, that's a good vocal performance, too. Hold on. I guess contemporary performance.
Here we go.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by strange delight.
Wait a sec.
Under the lilac tree. I would wine from the lilac tree.
Anyway.
Put my heart in its recipe.
Lilac wine. It's
It makes me see.
This is just the intro vibes.
Be what I want to be.
Let me get to the chorus.
Because
here's the chorus here.
Lilac wine.
Yeah, it's good.
It's sweet.
It's nice here.
And heady like my love.
Yeah, that's a good jam.
Give yourself a chance to that one. That's a great one.
I need to articulate the category more. Maybe it's...
No, I know.
Modern folk.
I got another one that's more modern for you. Oh, no.
Is it... Mistake Island here. Boys.
Oh, those guys. The Island Boys, guys. I'm an island boy.
It's a very solid vocal performance.
My parents our parents ignored us growing up and we just had accounts to do whatever we wanted. So we decided to get tattoos across every
They probably come from big dough, don't they?
Oh, for sure. And their parents are like...
Bankrolling it.
I'm busy. Get out of here. Hey, Mark, can I get a tattoo? Shut up. Get lost.
Yeah, it's, they okay. got Egg Perego navigators for sure.
They had navigators when they were like 2 years old in the backyard.
Are they brothers? Kind. I just assumed.
Yeah, for sure.
Island boy.
You can't. And if anyone hasn't seen it, those island boys, just Google island boys and you'll be like, oh my God, that's some entitlement at its best. Okay, here, as you said, great performances.
Okay, hit me with this.
Sinead O'Connor, man.
Yeah.
Right?
It's been seven hours and 15 days.
And it's probably because... I don't know, the song is so intense in terms of the performance, and it's hard to listen to without getting welled up.
Yeah.
You know? It's one of... I think it's Prince's best song he ever wrote.
If you haven't heard... The Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks, cover of this song live. It rivals Sinead's version, and I understand what a heavy statement that is.
Yeah, well, I think also because in her, she, you know, in her life, she just had a big breakup, and it just fit like a glove. So yeah, that's definitely another one.
Well, that's a bummer, bud.
What's a bummer?
Janae's performance of that song. It's such a downer.
Well, you kind of have to feel that to express it in that way, in a sense.
Yes.
Or at least know it. You have to know. You don't might have to... You have to conjure it from somewhere, you know? Like, Prince somehow found it in himself to write it, but I think her performance of it, it takes it up a whole new level. You know?
Well, if you want to cheer yourself up, Prince's live versions of Raspberry Beret will turn you around pretty quick.
Yeah.
He's so demanding of his audience. It's the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Remember when he kicked Kim Kardashian off the stage because she wasn't dancing?
Yeah.
That's the good stuff. All right, good chatting.
Good chatting. I'm just trying to think of other female artists that I love, but I mean, I think Joni Mitchell for sure, like almost everything that she ever did.
Oh my gosh. Her vocal performance in For Free, I mean, River as well, but For Free, her vibrato and control is nuts. And listen to Sean Colvin's second verse in the Bruce Hornsby duet, Lost Soul.
Nice. I love how deep they go.
There you go.
Like I heard it once when I was like fixing something in the backyard, and that was it.
Sucked tears out of your head, bots.
Sucked you. All right, bot. Have a good one, bot. Talk to you soon, bots.